This is where Jordan got the idea for this scene, is actually, he's like, oh, I was at a cookout, ate too much, and I threw up on this anthill. And I was like, what would this be like for them?
You're listening to We Die First, a podcast for black horror fans by black horror fans.
Spooky Squad.
Spooky Squad.
Beautiful.
What? Oh, yeah. I'm nailing it.
You're doing so well. You're doing so great.
I don't want to brag. A friend just hit me up and was like, do you remember the Grant Park Music Festival?
Yes.
And nothing is set in stone, so I'll just like say, but he reached out and he's like, hey, like we worked on my comedian cabaret. He's like, you want to just do some dumb little comedy music theater bits and then like get paid like with this organization. I was like, I sure would. So we'll see what comes of that.
Okay, fingers crossed. I hope that
Yeah.
all of that
So
comes out well for
I've
you.
been, working on my voice. So all these little melodic Spooky Squad intros have been really paying off.
Damn, check you out.
Don't know, check me out. Check you out. How are you doing? Miss going to Detroit again?
I am going to be in the Detroit Women of Comedy Festival on the 17th of May.
I'm
But
going to be a Detroit woman.
I'm
Just
be
a
a Detroit
Detroit
woman.
woman.
Motor City Mama, that's me. Yeah, I'm gonna go to that festival again. I'm super excited about it. And also I have another show booked. I need to post these things because I have another show booked in Detroit on the 16th. And I also just got booked for like three other shows like for next month. I don't know. They heard about sabbatical and they were like, oh, she's ready. And I'm like, I am. So I've actually got like the most bookings in one month I've had than like in a long time. And I'm very excited about it. So I'll be posting if you guys are in the Detroit area or in New York City, come see me do some stand up.
Oh wait, when's your show? You said the 17th?
Yeah.
Oh. I was gonna be like, you should swing by. I'm going on for Second City, but it's also the 17th, so maybe don't.
Sorry, friend. But I'm actually gonna plug a show. I'm gonna be on this Sunday because when this goes up, it'll be before it's happening. I'm gonna be doing Last Calls Comedy on May 5th. Which is a show in Queens. So if you're for the New York area, check out Bridge and Tunnel Brewery at 7 p.m. I will be doing some stand up there. I've done the show before. It's pretty cool.
Queens, you might have heard of it from
You know.
the borough that was invented solely for the movie Coming to America.
Can I tell you something?
Please do.
I've actually never seen that movie all the way through. I've seen the beginning. I've watched it when I was like, every time I started it, I would fall asleep. Not because it was a bad movie, because I think I started it too late all the time. Like, I never started it at like 6 p.m. It was like 11. I'm like, I'm gonna watch Coming to America and I go to sleep.
Damn, I don't know. That was a huge movie growing up for me.
I know, I need to see it. I know.
You do. It's fun and silly.
I'm sure it's like
Yeah,
a
Spooky
classic
Squad.
comedy.
If you're in sh the Chicago area on Mother's Day, May 12th or May 17th, that Friday, I think it is. Yeah, come see me do the best of Second City.
Amazing. Okay,
Yeah.
best of second. That's a big deal.
yeah, I am the understudy to the best of Second City.
I don't care.
Yeah,
That's still
no, it's
really
huge.
cool.
I like friend of the podcast, Vinny Thomas. Like when I got the understudy, he was like, dude, congrats. I was like, ah, you're like, it's not a big deal. Cause Vinny's also like crushing it, doing well. He's like, dude, you know how many people would kill to do what you're doing? And I was like, you're right, man, thanks.
I was the understudy to Amber Wallen for Splatter Theater like years ago, and that is on my website. But I did one show. And I'm like, I did Splatter. I was on it though. Was I or was I not on that stage? Did I not learn those lines in time for that show? So yeah, I think, listen, a gig's a gig.
Truly. Oh yeah. Dude, you know what else is a gig? Could you
What?
imagine being an understudy? Like if you are a child actor and you were an understudy and then they're like, hey, Oh, it's this monkey's birthday, and the main kid got sick. It's your lucky day. And you're like, ah, oh, this is going to be the best day of my life and a start to a long career. And then the monkey goes literally apeshit.
Yeah, monkey goes ape shit. Talk about unlucky. Get it? I just winked at Andrew.
This is all because I wasn't in on the joke.
You know jokes. Have you familiar? We are
Nope.
sadly, nice. We are sadly closing out ape, not, I almost said ape shit, April. See, it would also fit that theme. It would have. That's a retired theme. But Alien April with Jordan Peele's Nope, which I am so thrilled to finally be talking about because it's one that I've been wanting to talk about for a while, but I was like, I don't know where to put it. And then it was like, oh, perfect.
Do you also like, again, the train? We said this, we have said this the last several episodes, where a very, very artfully curated order that these movies were put in. And I liked just like the little things that really flow into the other one. So again, I'd never seen this first viewing. And I was like, Keith David? I
Well, I
was so
actually had
stoked.
forgotten he was in it until I was looking at the Wikipedia. I was like, oh my God, he is in this. I was like, oh, that's even better. Like, I feel like the flow was still fine, but like Keith David being in it, I was like, oh, full circle. That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful timing. But folks, we watched Nope from 2022, directed by Jordan Peele. It stars Daniel Kaluuya, Kiki Palmer, Steven Yeun, Keith David, Michael Wincott, and Brandon Perea. And it's about these siblings who run a ranch for like Hollywood horses, and they discover an alien spacecraft slash alien and decide that they're going to try to cash in on this. The
What
chaos ensues.
a beautifully simple premise. I remember people, do you remember this discourse about Nope, about people being like, oh, it's not like a horror movie. And then people like, yeah, it's just a good movie. Like let him make a movie that just is like maybe a little spooky because he likes the shit. But I would argue and say it started out very Jordan Peele, like more horror than spooky. And then it just got like kind of actiony. And I was like, nice.
Yeah, people who don't see this as a like, horror, I mean it's not like it is a horror movie. Like
Yeah.
I don't I guess also because and this is the trouble with Jordan Peele and it's not actually trouble with him, it's trouble with people's response to him because I think he's excellent. I think after doing Get Out and Us, I think people had a very specific idea of what his movies would be and this deviated so much. Get Out, I feel like is the one that people tend to cite as like their favorite. I'm gonna argue. This is my second viewing. I watched Nope the first time and I was like, I liked that, but that was not what I expected, but I liked it. Second time I'm watching it, I'm like, I actually think that Nope is going to go down for Jordan Peele as more of like an influential film than Get Out. I think Get Out was obviously very influential. I think it spurred a lot of other types of like socially conscious horror. But I think that Nope is going to be the one in like 30, 40 years that you're going to see filmmakers in the future reference a lot more and be a lot more in conversation with than Get Out.
I could see that.
I think there's more from like an artistic standpoint, I think this one is better artistically than Get Out. I think Get Out is still fantastic. I think all three of them, I mean, hat trick, they're all great. But I think that
Exactly,
like
yeah.
Nope actually, I'm like, he was really cooking with this one. This is a little different. And people are were kind of divided on it. But I'm like, I don't know, this the one, in my opinion.
I like two especially because like third one. Like you still would be like, you know, when you watched Us, you're like, okay, like yeah, Jordan Peele style. But now like his third venture, you're like, oh, like hardcore. He's a very good storyteller. Like even just how it start, like he uses sound design and music so well. He has like very good scores,
Shout out
very
to
good.
Michael Abels as a composer for Nope.
Yeah, so good. His shot, it's just, you're right. It's a very beautiful film too.
It's
And like very
beautiful,
just,
stunning.
yeah. I
Stunning,
like
stunning
too.
film.
It's like, you know, we'll like get into it, but like how it starts off with like this th like this audio and then this scene, and I'm just like, what? Like, What, and then, doing kind of like the putting these things out there and like slowly f like feeding it, looping it back into the main story. And I'm like, damn, that was clever. Because I immediately was like, what the fuck am I about to watch? Because
Yes.
I know what it is, but then like that the opening scene happens, I'm like, I don't, do I know what this movie is?
Well, this was one that I went in. Well, I think this is also part of Jordan Peele's, the marketing is really good. I think he's pretty good. The marketing around his movies tend to be kind of not, you don't get too much. So I remember Get Out, you just knew, oh, he meets a white family. Something happens. Us, doppelganger, something happening. This one, alien, something gonna happen. You don't really get too much. Like, I feel like you still go in very, very much. I'm not really certain what this movie's gonna be about. And I watch Nope being like, I don't really know what this is going to be about outside of there's gonna be some sort of alien, but
Right.
there's horses. I don't know why. Like, I don't have any other context for this. So, was pleasantly surprised when I saw it. It's also just a testament to when a director with such talent is given more money. Because I mean, Get Out, you see the increase in the budget, Us as well. And then with Nope, it's like he went full kind of Spielberg-esque spectacle, if I may, blockbuster type. And I'm like, I love this. Like, yeah, God forbid someone tries to give him a Marvel contract. I'm like, please don't. I don't want to see. No, don't do that to him, please. I don't want to see that.
I don't know, man. It
I'm
could be like
tired. I'm
a
tired.
it could be like a Taika Waititi thing where when he took over for Thor, arguably like his because it was like the third one, fourth one. I don't fucking know. Ragnarok, that's when he t like started directing that. Fucking amazing. So funny. If you like Taika's style.
Okay.
The second one he did, like God of Love and Thunder or whatever, like whatever. It's like they were like everyone was super into Ragnarok, and then he's just like, I guess I'll just fucking keep doing this. That's neither here nor there. The point is, he could actually just revitalize the franchise, but he should stop at one.
Yeah. But also just makes me excited to see what else. I mean, like Jordan Peele at this point, it's like, I think after three hits, like huge hits, I think he's got that carte blanche, like he can just really do anything. And I'm like, I'm so excited to see what else. I still have to see. He didn't direct this, but he produced Monkey Man. I need to see Monkey Man. But I heard that's really good too.
I have literally I had some students yesterday. I walk in the room and they were gushing about that movie.
Okay. I'm gonna check it out. Maybe this weekend I'll go see Monkey Man.
This
Maybe I'll do like
movie
a
truly.
double feature Monkey Man challengers.
Yeah.
Just movies that make me horny. Because Dev Patel is in Monkey Man and Zendaya
This, yeah.
in
Good Saturday. What a nice
Challengers.
Saturday. Truly, the last thing I'll say before you do your signature, let's get into it. I truly, there's one point in this movie where I was just like staring at my TV and I was like, I want to work with Jordan Peele so bad. I was like, I think that, like, which is such a cool thing in like what we do, right? Like, no one's a fucking accountant and being like, oh, I can't fuck. It's like, dude, fucking James in receiving, can't wait to work with him. Like that's not the world they live in. But like
James in receive, I think he accounts receive.
that is
James
exactly
in
what I meant.
receiving, like,
Yeah, see, I was just like, what? I was like, what other things can you do in an office? See, that's how bad day jobs are. But you can see someone on a stage, you see like the work they put out in the artistic sphere, and be like, that's someone I want to collaborate with. That'd be sick. And like then that like the rest of the movie, it was like maybe like a quarter of the way through, I was like, oh, this would be so cool.
yeah.
Man, I can't wait for him to do another project where they really need a fucking mid-30s Corbin Blue wannabe.
Honestly, I feel like you and Jordan Peele would make some magic together.
Oh God, Jordan, please, if
Like
you listen to one episode, listen to
Jordan,
this
he's a
one.
biracial. He's a
Yeah, we gotta stick
biracial
together.
girl.
You, me, fucking Key, Bob Marley.
Everyone forgets that he is. But anyway, are you ready to get into this movie?
Let's get into it.
Let's do it. All right. So the movie opens and you have this weird like sitcom dialogue with like canned laughter. it's like, okay. I mean, kind of also just speaks to Jordan Peele loves TV. He loves TV.
He
Get Out
does.
had like the reference to television. Us has a represented references to TV and like the Hands Across America opening. This has, I'm like, he loves, he's a TV guy, and I love people who love TV because I love it. So it opens with this dialogue, and then we get this like biblical quote from Nahum. Who is, I've never heard of this book.
Exactly,
Is
yeah.
this deep cut? I had never heard this book before. Nahum 3:6, I will cast abominable filth upon you, make you vile and make you a spectacle. That's like kind of like sexy. Like, what if somebody whispered that in your ear? Like, I'm like, oh my God, you will?
Oh my God.
Yes. Anyway, so we're like, interesting. And then we see like a bloody chimp wandering around. And we're like, and my first thought when
Yeah.
I saw it was like, so it's about a chimp. Is it not about
Yeah.
you? Yeah, it was weird.
And yeah, I was totally preparing to watch this movie about Bloody Chimp. And you know, like he's just like kind of sitting, like he's bloody, but he's just kind of sitting. You see like a body half lying behind a couch, clearly like a sound stage. And it's just like, all right. What's going on? And he's like wearing a little fucking party hat, and he like throws it off. I was like, oh, this monkey's having a day.
He's having a day. He's like, party's over. So after that, we meet Otis Haywood Sr. and his son, OJ Otis Jr. Also, I love that reference too. Talk about spectacle. OJ is perfect. RIP. I almost said RIP King, and then I was like, oh wait, no. Rest in peace. So he they're out and about. They have this ranch, this big ranch, and we find out like they train horses for movies, right? Which also I love seeing black people with horses. It's always because it's, you don't get to see it often, even though it's like, hello, cowboys were black, but like it's always fun, just like black
What?
niggas with horses. I'm like, yes, I'm on board.
Niggas with Horses is the sequel.
Yes, niggas with
Yeah,
horses. They hear, you also hear like in the radio that there's like a disappearance of some like hikers went missing, but they're kind of just talking about, you know, their work. They're hoping maybe they might get the sequel for this movie. The electricity, look, the electricity all goes out, and they start hearing these like weird noises, and suddenly we start seeing this like shit
yeah.
falling from the sky, and it's like, but it's a clear blue sky, so it's like, okay, not a storm.
Yeah.
What's going
I also,
on?
yeah, you're like hail, but it was like violent.
Yes, it's violent, and just hear like, bing, it's like dropping, and we see in the distance his father's on his horse, and then he just kind of like slumps over and then falls off, and unfortunately, he was struck by what we later find out is
A
a nickel,
nickel.
a
Yeah.
coin, struck him in the eye, and he dies.
At this point, because I mean, they show. Oh, poor Keith David. They show him like clearly, like he's like bleeding out while OJ is like taking him to the hospital, and you know they show like the bloody nickel, and we're like, okay, that's what fell. And then he gets back to the ranch, and then like the horse has like a key that just like stabbed it, like fell from the heavens and stabbed it, and you're like, oh, these are just everyday objects falling from the sky.
Fall, you know, like mysteriously falling from the sky, and they're actually dangerous. So we jump ahead, and OJ is at a movie set, and he brings one of the horses, Lucky, who's going to be in this commercial, and it's being filmed by this guy, Antlers Holst, who's going to show up later. And he's very, OJ is very quiet. He's kind of awkward. He's not
It's
a people person.
exactly, yeah, it's what I have now deemed, because I've seen it twice now. I'm like, it is, if Daniel Kaluuya is ever in a Jordan Peele joint, he's always going to just be like, yeah, here's my one sentence. I don't know. That's like
Honestly, yeah. It's just
like no shade, but I was like, okay, it's like it's the guy from Get Out.
yeah, it's crisp, but like amped up a little bit. By amped up, I mean like turned down. a lot,
Yeah.
even more. And he's like just kind of like a one word answer guy. And they're waiting around to to talk about the safety stuff with the horses. And we get, honestly, I think one of my favorite character introductions like ever, his sister Emerald, played by Keke Palmer, who just bursts in, complete opposite of OJ. She does her pitch. She's got life. She's charismatic.
Immediately
She's
too,
just
like
like
he's just
on. I'm
he's
like, oh,
like,
I love her.
and he even just like, because like she comes in and I don't even think she says anything, right? It's like a quick like kind of look, and he's just like, safety meeting, and she just goes off on the whole thing. And it's like, and he had started the speech, so you really could see how very different these two were.
They're incredibly different. She tells them that they are actually the descendants of the first film that's ever been made. It was a black man riding a horse, and they show it at the start of the movie, the clip. And I think everyone's seen this before. It's just like a black man or a jockey on a horse, and he's like, he is our great 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 grandfather, and he started this company where he has this ranch, and he trains horses for Hollywood, and that's what we're doing. And she's like, and I'm also an actress and a writer and a director, and I make a mean grilled cheese. I could be a crafty. She's like, she's
Yeah.
got the hustle, and
She's
I'm like,
hustling.
I love
Yeah.
her. She is on. And the scene is so great because while she's doing the whole pitch, OJ's just standing behind, like to his side, and he's just like staring down while it's happening. It's just so funny. It's Jordan Peele is so good. Keke Palmer is just a star. I mean, everybody in this is just like doing it. But before they can start the filming, the horse freaks out because they did not listen to the safety precautions. They're disrespecting the horse's boundaries. They got like a fucking this thing in its face, and the horse
Which
flips and kicks
again,
somebody.
yeah, it's it was a bummer because it's just like, yo, we told you, like, don't fuck with this horse, or like, you gotta be
Yeah.
really careful around it. And then they didn't, and they're like, we have to let you go.
Yeah. I'm like, everyone knows that horses spook easily. I'm like, I'm personally afraid of horses. I'm not like deathly afraid, but like I don't fuck with them. Like I'm like, they're too powerful to be messing with.
You know, people used to believe that horses were psychic because they're like, there is like, they're very perceptive. And I can't remember like what things in their body it's like, but
Is it
they
because they
can,
can see in two directions at once?
they do have like an amazing like field of vision. They have great hearing, but it's like their senses are insane. Like they can like sense when you're like, when your heart rate's going, they're like, oh, this fucker's nervous. And they can react, and that's why they're so reactionary, because they sense these things. But for the longest time, before we had science, everyone was like, these beasts are psychic. But that's also why they're like used in therapy a lot too, because they're
I
like,
wonder if that's just like a result of like some evolutionary thing of like being domesticated, just like similar to dogs, and how dogs are similarly just like more in tune with humans, because
yeah,
like
prehistoric horses were assholes and were psychic. Modern horses are like, we gotta kill these superheroes.
Yeah, so they get a VX horse, VFX horse, which they try to, I guess they're trying to make the commentary of like, oh no, this is like take over the industry. My hot take is I actually think we should be doing that instead of using animals. I think probably is better. Like, sorry, Jordan Peele, but like, no, I think all animals in movies should probably just be CGI. They should not be real because they're probably being abused in some way. Anyway, so we find out late after they've lost his job, the ranch has been struggling since their dad has died. So they decide they're going to try to sell one of their horses. And apparently OJ's been selling horses because he's like, that's been really honestly kind of their business at this point. So they're going to go sell this horse to this guy named Ricky Jupe Park, who is a former child actor who has this like Western themed amusement park nearby. And they're going to sell Lucky over to him in the hopes of making some money. So they go over, and it's just like this really like kind of campy, like Wild West theme park. And it's run by Jupe, who is played by Steven Yeun, who's like a full like Western, but like Vegas Elvis Western getup.
Yeah.
And he tells them about how he has all these kind of memorabilia around his office. And M is like really interested, and she's like, what is this? He's like, yeah, I was on this show back in the 90s called Gordy's Home. And you might know it by the SNL sketch. where they basically like lampoon this very real experience of the chimpanzee going berserk and like attacking people.
This scene was beautiful because, you know, he's trying to like be like the lore of it, like, oh, you'll like, and it's like, and like fucking Emma's like, you know, tell me what happened, like, what happened, what happened? And he's just like, honestly, he's like, you know, Chris Kattan, man, he's a legend, and he's playing the monkey, and then it cuts to like a flashback of him like hiding for his life, like under a table with this bloody chimp. But then it cuts back to present day, and he's just like, oh, you gotta watch that clip, man. Like, it's like, honestly, SNL does it way better justice. And I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
Right. He's like clearly very traumatized at this event, but the way he tells it is like, oh, just this cool thing. And it's, I think when I first saw this, I did not appreciate how even that line or that little scene played into the commentary about spectacle and like just him, the way he tells the story being like part of it, right? It's like this horrible trauma happens and he's like, oh, like, ha 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 ha. And it's like, no, like, what the fuck? You were like hiding from a chimp. Fucking Travis the Chimp. Do you remember Travis the Chimp?
I must remember the story, but I
Who
don't
like ate that
remember.
woman's face? Remember like the chimp?
Yes. Yeah. It was just a person, right? It wasn't a like a film thing. It was like a person
No,
had
a
a
woman
chimp.
just like had a chimp and the chimp like attacked her friend who was coming
Yeah.
by the house and like ripped her face off.
I do remember that. I forgot the name.
Travis
I'm
the
glad
Chimp.
you remembered.
It's ingrained in me. Also, I recently watched this show called Fatal Attractions. It's about people who have exotic pets and then they attack them. And that was on an episode. Anyway, I recommend it. Actually, it's very fascinating. But yeah. While also in this conversation, Jeep offers to buy the ranch, but OJ's like, nah, but Emma's like, no, you should. Like,
Oh yeah,
this is a side hustle for
and
me. She's like, I'm gonna get rid of this ranch.
yeah, OJ's like, no, I gotta protect Dad's legacy. Like, we gotta keep this going. And I'm like, I don't know, are you happy, OJ?
Yeah, he's not, clearly. And so later on that night, they're like hanging out, they're chilling, they're vibing, they're being siblings in their house. And they have this quick conversation about how Em was supposed to have this horse, but they end up having to use it for a film. And she was like bummed by it that not having this horse. But they noticed that another one of their horses is in the arena somehow. Like it's gotten out into the arena and it should be in the stables, right? So they're very confused and suddenly out this is when the movie starts to be divided up in chapters. Before this, it was just like typical narrative, and now it's like
Yeah.
Ghost, which is the name of the horse that was in the arena, right? So OJ like goes out there. He finds a horse, but then he notices that there's just like weird lights and like voices like in the
Yeah.
distance, right? And he's like, what the fuck's that? And this
So
scene was
odd.
very scary when I first
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, because until this point, I still don't know what this movie is about. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm scared because I don't know what's happening. So Ghost ends up like running away. So all other horses are acting crazy too, right? And like the lights go out, and then he sees the saucer. It looks like it's typical like UFO, just like a
Yeah,
saucer.
truly beautiful, simple.
Simple. Apparently, he was inspired by sand dollars. Well, he was inspired by a lot of sea creatures when making Jean Jacket, but like the ship was inspired by like a sand dollar. I'm like, I see that. That's kind of
This all
cool.
makes sense.
Yeah. So he sees it flying in the sky. So he goes back to M and tells her, right? So they're like, I bet like M especially is like, we need to get footage of this because we could sell it and then make lots of money. Which is like, honestly, I would have the same reaction. Like,
Yeah.
yeah, let's try to get footage of it's the one time I've ever agreed with characters being like, let's film it. I'm like, no, yeah, you should film it. See how much money you can get. So they go over to this electronics store. Barbie Ferreira is in this. You know her from Euphoria?
I don't. No.
Yeah, she was the
I haven't
girl
watched Euphoria.
at the electronics store. It's not that big of a deal.
Good
I
old.
thought she'd play a bigger role though, because she was in like the credits, like Barbie Ferreira, and then she just plays like a very small role of like this girl, this clerk.
Hey, this scene still gave us just electronic guy. Angel, right?
Angel, yeah.
What a character that I truly thought was just gonna like be there in this moment and fucking gone, and he was not.
No, fully a supporting character. I loved it. I loved it. Also, the characters in this, and I think Jordan Peele is so good. His characters are always just so fully fleshed out. They're so
Oh
good.
yeah.
They're so good. Even
He's trying.
Angel is like fully fleshed, kind of weird electronics guy going through a
Fully fleshed
breakup.
out. Yeah, he's well, and he's like the people are coming up. It's like, you guys trying to catch some aliens or something? And so they're like, no. No one believes in that. We got mugged. And he's like, okay. And then he's like, you were gonna set it up? Yeah. It's like, is it hard? And he's like, well, for you people. He didn't say you people. He's like, you guys. He's
Oh,
like, me. He's like, pretty easy for me. And then he comes out. He's like, hey, sorry, I was such a dick. I'm just going through this breakup. My girlfriend landed this role on the CW. I was like, what a beautifully specific fucking line.
honestly, like, yeah, like it's so specific, but it's like, that happened. She's a model slash actress for the
She landed a
CW.
CW role and she was too good for my ass.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
Also,
like he's setting up all
he's
the
fully a
cameras.
believer too in the aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because he gets to the point where he like finished setting it up and then he's just like, you know, they don't even call them UFOs anymore. And I'm like, okay, this guy saw through the whole thing.
Yeah, he's like they're trying to hide something from us. What do they call? Is that true?
UAFs,
UAFs?
whatever.
Yeah, I wonder if
Is
that's
that
real. But yeah, he's like onto the conspiracy. He's like, watch Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. You'll know everything about this. So they decide, oh, M. Steele had stolen this horse display from Jupe. And they're like, okay, we're gonna use it as bait, right? Because they're thinking like, okay, the thing's into horses, maybe like for some reason. But like, okay, let's put up a decoy horse and then we could try to like lure it out so we could film it, right? So when he comes back, though, Jupe actually shows up later on and is like, you steal my shit? And they're like, no, definitely not. And but he invites them to he's gonna try to invite them to this thing later on. So the next chapter we have is Clover. So everything is set up, and now it's at night. OJ realizes that someone like that horse has got another horse has gotten out, Clover. So it's like, okay, someone is either it's the alien or someone's fucking with us because the horses keep getting loose. So he goes to down to the stables and he finds these little aliens, which I was like,
I know.
I was so happy it was a joke. I was like, the first time I was
Yeah.
like, are these aliens?
I know. I thought it was going to be like a weird signs moment almost.
Right. I was gonna be so disappointed, but they're not. It's
Just
a
the fucking
child. It's his
kids.
it's Jupe's kids. Fucking with them because they stole the decoy horse. It's like it's just some children. But he goes out to find the horse still because the horse is still loose. But then that's when the flying saucer shows up again, sucks up the decoy horse, which has these like flags
Flags,
attached to
yeah.
it. So it's like it's pretty cool. It's just kind of like in the saucer. It's just like the flag is like flapping in the wind, right? So while that's happening, wait, yeah, no. So it gets stuck, and then the horse runs away because it's scared because it just saw what it thought was probably a real horse get sucked up into a flying
Yeah.
saucer. Very fair reaction. And they realize because Angel's been watching from the cameras, he's like, no, this thing is in the cloud, and he shows them that like it he's like it's in the
Yeah.
cloud. So now she's like telling him to run, and OJ's running, and he hides. But then he sees a horse, Clover, the real horse, get sucked up too. And at this point, I'm also just like, what is the connection between the UFO and the horses? Like, why
Yeah.
horses? Like, I need to understand. And they don't get the footage because a praying mantis was like in there.
Yeah.
It is pretty funny. But they're like, now there's more to this than meets the eye. And when Angel comes back, he says he's looking through the footage and he realizes that that cloud never moved. So that thing had been there the whole time. It just was like, it was in the cloud, kind of. So they're like, there's
That was
a
a
UFO
sick
hiding. It's like a
moment. Yeah.
camouflage. Yeah, it's a camouflage in the clouds. So like, oh shit. So like, okay, we need to call up the cinematographer because duh. We just have him, his number. They decided to call up Antler from the beginning and be like, Antlers, not Antler. They gotta call up Antler.
And Emma's is like, and he's like, "How'd you get my number?" And it's like off the call sheet. And he's
Duh.
like, "Ugh."
Where you get anybody's number? And they're
Yeah.
like, do you want in? Like, we've got this thing, we want to film it. And he's like, nah, I'm good. So it's fine. So they're like, OJ is the first to suspect, what if this isn't even a ship, though? We think it's a ship, but what if it's not a ship? What if it's something else? Scary.
That what and what a and what a deduction too, because still like we've seen it as much as him at this point, and he's like, "That's a living thing. That ain't no ship."
Right. And I'm like,
Sure, ma'am.
perceptive like a horse.
Yeah.
Perceptive. I wish I had like a cool alien story. I've never encountered an extraterrestrial. Why are they always so obsessed with probes? Why is it when people who are like into like aliens are always like, I got probed in the butt? Like, what's that about?
I think it's more like it was like maybe a coincidence for someone, because like back when like alien fever was really taken over in like the mid like 1900s, right? Like the 50s is when
Right.
shit like that was really popping off. So then it's like, so obviously at the time, right, being gay, still not super kosher at the at that time. And then so people be like, "Oh my God," is like, "Oh, I found this alien, blah 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 blah." It's like, yeah, also, what are all these dildos doing in your backpack? It's like, those were the probes. Oh my God. Wow, holy shit, they probe people. So honestly, conspiracy to just cover up gay love.
I love that conspiracy that like alien butt probing is just like
The
some guy in
US
the
government.
closet. It's just like someone in the closet from like Nebraska in 1952. And he's just like some farmer. He's like, it's aliens. It's like, okay, sis. Sure. Yeah, me too. Yeah, okay. So the A in LGBTQIA is alien. The next chapter is Gordy, which is the name of the chimp. So we flash back and it is 98 and we're on the set of Gordy's home. And I'm trying to deduce what the show is about. It's like, I guess the
They
older
just have a
man
monkey friend.
is an astronaut, or like, does he work for NASA and like the monkey went to space? I'm assuming, did he go to space? They brought him from space.
And then he retired early, but he didn't have enough money in his like monkey bank account to get a home. So they're like, "I guess we'll live with the scientist."
Right. I also just, I mean, it's so of the time of like, I think like ALF was my first thought. It was like, it's very much like an ALF type show. So they're like, they're in this scene and it's like them on like, it's filming the show or whatever. And it's Gordy's birthday. That's the episode, Gordy's birthday. So the one girl comes in and she opens a box and she releases all these balloons. And the whole time during the scene that they're talking, the chip sounds agitated. You can hear it. I'm no,
Yeah.
listen, I know Jane Goodall, okay? I'm not Jane Goodall. I know a lot of people think I am. I'm not. But you hear the chip and it's like, the chip's angry. It sounds mad. Like, I don't know. But they keep on the scene and the balloons
Yeah.
release and it starts popping. And then that's when the chimp starts to go wild and attacking the people. And like the audience runs away out and everyone's screaming and there's a chimp. And Jupe hides under the table. And for some reason, there's someone's shoe is just like standing up unnaturally.
Yeah, well, that because that was the one that he had in his office,
Right,
like on the
right.
wall, and I was like that, which then made when you remembered that scene made it so much more dark and awful. And then to make this scene even more intense, because like then like Gordy sees Jupe and is like, "Oh," and then moves to the table. And like it's a thin like tablecloth, so you can see through it more or less, but you never like fully see Gordy's face. And then he also, like, during that scene when he was talking, like, showing the memorabilia, he's like, the exploding fist bump, we invented that on the show. Like, he would always do it with Gordy, I guess. So
Yeah.
then you see a bloody chimpanzee fist knucks out come through, like, from under the curtain to give him a fist bump. And, it's like one of those, like, it's terrifying and creepy, but you're like, okay, you're safe. This monkey doesn't want to hurt you. And he puts his hand up to fist bump it, and then the fucking chimp gets shot in the head.
He gets shot. Yeah, it's so sad. I mean, he was like the sh
Yeah,
he did
no,
like
but.
eat this girl's face. Like he fully is like munching on the sister's face. So like I get it, but also damn. And that's why that Fatal Attraction show, sorry, I keep bringing back to that thing. It makes me so mad because the animals always end up dead. And I'm like, it's not its fault. Like they end up killing the animal for doing animal shit. Like there's one episode where this lady, and it's like sad. It's this old lady and she lives like someplace where there's like bears. And she's always feeding the bears, right? And I'm like,
Yeah.
bears only help eating. They're fine. They'll figure it out. Like they big as hell. Like they eating. So she keeps feeding the bears, right? And she had like she was a landlady actually, and some of the people who lived, her tenants, like moved out because they were like, there's bears always around now because she keeps feeding them. So the bears are like hanging out because they're like, yo, like she giving out free food. Like like gonna heck, let's just show. So then one day she goes out, like the bears are like out at night, and she went outside for some reason to try to like shoo them away, and she gets fully attacked. But they had to shoot one of the bears to confirm if it had eaten her. And I'm like, now this bear is dead, and it's just doing bear things.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to defend the bear. I mean, I'm sad this old lady died, but like the bear was just barren.
A bear is just barren.
This chimp was just chimping. The chimp should have had no business being on TV. It should have been in Uganda. Okay. That's what I'm thinking. And a poor thing shot dead. And now we got a traumatized child who's gonna open attack amusement park in his adult life.
Yeah,
So many lives have been ruined.
the child witnessing animal slaughter to tacky amusement park owner pipeline is deep.
No one talks about that.
No one talks about it. Walt
It's a
Disney,
quiet
an
epidemic.
early child
It's a
star.
silent epidemic. Yeah, what did Walt
Jesus.
Disney see?
You don't want to know. God.
Anyway, so we're popped back in the present, and Jupe was like fully like in like non-flashback about this. His wife comes, she's like, ugh. He's having this non-flashback about this massacre, and they're like, oh, get ready, we gotta go do our thing. So he's like practicing, they're getting little outfits, and they're ready to go. So our next chapter is Lucky. So now a storm is a coming. So Angel is setting up tarps. You gotta say it coming when a storm's coming. Setting up
Storm
tarps.
is a coming. Sorry.
Judd?
Yeah, Judd also sounds like a transatlantic idiot. Ah, there's a storm a coming.
Yeah, Judd would be in this movie. He would have loved it. OJ ended up finding the flyer that Jupe had brought by to promote this like Star Lasso experience or something. So he's thinking that they're probably gonna use Lucky. He's like, I'm gonna get Fat Horse back. So meanwhile, so the show is starting. You got people in the audience, coming to watch this thing. And he's telling us the audience about the story when he saw a UFO. And he's like, don't worry, you're gonna love this.
I love too that this is happening. He's trying to like show these people that aliens exist, and it's just like an average Friday at that amusement park. Like it's not packed.
No,
And
it's
I'm
like
like, this
five
is
people there.
delightful.
It's dry as hell.
Yeah.
They're in like some weird of random like ranch in Northern California. Like, ain't nobody coming to this whack ass show. But he's like, just wait,
Right.
you're gonna see an alien. So he's got a glass box and Lucky's inside, and he's like, it's bait. He's gonna get sucked up, right? So, but Lucky won't come out the box because Lucky is perceptive, of course, and it's like, I know what you're trying to do. Your heart is racing. You want me to do something? You want me to be sucked up by this alien? And I
Sonique learns
cannot.
one fact about a horse, and now it dictates every move they ever make.
I love that you said that because that is known to my family. Not me knowing something, but like if someone says one thing, I will run with it. Like I will run it to the ground. They're like, okay, she this one time I did this thing and I'll never stop talking about it. So they're like, whatever. But then the UFO pops up. It's like, ah, I'm here. And everyone's like, oh shit. And apparently the chick who got her face eaten was there too. Cause her little hat blows
Yeah.
by and it's like, oh bitch, like I'm glad you're out, but like maybe not for this. Not this
Yeah,
event.
that was like really nice. Yeah. That was it. She showed up for her old coworker.
Shouldn't have. She should say no.
Shouldn't have. No, yeah, don't show up for your old coworkers.
And then we have this gray iconic shot that's used in pretty much all of the, materials for this movie of Steven Yeun staring up as you see the shadow come, and now everyone's like freaking out. And it's revealed that the inside of the UFO is actually like the alien. Like OJ was right. This is not the ship. This is the alien. It's just this weird
It's like, did you
floating
watch Men in Black,
thing.
right? Yeah, it's like when K gets eaten
Wait,
by the
actually,
bug at the
no.
end.
I haven't seen all of Men in Black. You wanna know
Oh God,
why?
what is up with you not finishing
No,
movies?
so this one is serious. I went to see Men in Black in theaters, and my sister used to get these really bad nosebleeds, and then she got a really bad nosebleed. We had to leave early, and I never saw the end of Men in Black.
Okay. Well, for the spooky squad members listening to this that aren't Sonique, do you remember the cockroach alien and then
I
K
do remember
gets
the cockroach alien.
and K gets swallowed by it, and on the inside it is essentially they must have asked him to just like crawl through, like they made like a tunnel with just like flowing orange tarp to be like you're inside an esophagus, but that's essentially what like this thing is, what this alien is. It's just these people in like this loose fabric-y like tunnel, and they're all just screaming and like kind of getting like gently pushed up into who knows what. I also like if you watch this with subtitles like I do, it's just like squelching intensifies. And
Well,
it's a
we
nice.
love a moist film, so
Yeah,
squelch.
this isn't alien wet. But it's some light mo for being in the desert, some light moisture.
Yeah.
But then that's also like, in that second when that scene happens, I'm like, that's why we kept hearing people screaming in the distance. I was like, this is so clever.
Yeah, because he's just eating people. It's just eating people.
Yeah.
And just so creative. Like I said before during this month, I love when an alien design is different than like the typical thing. And it looks more like an organism, like just some sort of living, not really sure what it is. But yeah, so the people get eaten up. So when OJ finally arrives, the whole place is empty, it's deserted, and he finds the horse. So he gets knocked out though. Because the alien is coming back and he gets like knocked out by the bleachers. And when he wakes up later on that night, Lucky's fine, but he calls M to be like, the EF UFO is actually like it eats things. It's not just like a spaceship, it's like eating shit. So be careful, go inside.
I like to
Watch
like
your back.
this is only about halfway through the movie and we solidly see the thing. Like we know what it is. And now but it's still like suspenseful because like there's some at this point there's still like particulars like what not even like what is it, but like why is it going about it the way it is? How are protagonists gonna fucking get through this situation? But like you were still invested in the movie and it wasn't like it fucking blew its load and you're like okay I don't care about it because I know what the alien looks like. And at first I was like do I want to be upset that this is just like a little disc thing flying through the air, and I was like no it's so simple. I don't know, for some reason I really appreciated it.
Well, I mean, he is, Jordan Peele, I feel like, is very much engaged with like, he's talking about animals and like the exploitation of animals to a certain extent, and that he's treating the alien like an animal. So it is like, it's simple because it's like, well, yeah, animal, it's a predator and it just stalks its prey and eats it. Like, it's very simple. It's, you know, and I think that it works. It works, especially because there is so much else going on. I think that's why it works, because
Yes.
it isn't too straightforward. It's like, it is, but it isn't. But I think I like it. You're right. It's good that we saw it early, because then you got to have so much more fun, because you have this great scene when the alien is puking up blood on top of the house. And it's just like, what?
So
So
much of
much. It
it.
got sick. It ate too much. That ever happened
I
to
like
you?
to like this thing.
You
I
gotta
have.
tell me.
I do stand over houses and just vomit profusely.
It's just me standing over an anthill. That's the ant experience. I'm just like,
That's kind of
it's the same
this is actually
experience.
where this is where Jordan got the idea for this scene is actually he's like, oh, I was at a cookout, ate too much, and I threw up on this anthill, and I was like, what would this be like for them? It'd be like this. Find inspiration in your everyday.
I love that. I love that idea. You're gonna say something else.
No, I just thought it was very interesting too. Because, like you said, you know, like this animal is slowly, this alien is like slowly kind of catching on to like what kind of what they're trying to do, or like they're like, oh, this like these people are testing me. Because we eventually find out that it's like, oh, it really didn't like that it was tricked into eating a fake horse, and then it was pissed,
Yeah,
and
that's
then
why I was puking. It was
but I
like,
like, you know, it
ow, my
wasn't just
tummy.
yeah, and it wasn't just like puking for no, it was like, I'm gonna puke on these fuckers' house.
Yeah. When I got food poisoning, I went back to the scene of the crime, to the restaurant, and I vomited in front of everybody at the restaurant. So they knew I was upset. So the next morning, OJ gets Em and Angel, and they flee back to Angel's truck. But the alien comes back, right? Now she's thrown up. She's feeling better now. So she's just got to puke. You're just like, oh man, I feel terrible. You're like, oh, I feel so much better. Had some Alka-Seltzer. She's fine. So she comes back, and OJ
OJ,
realizes that
yeah.
he didn't. If you don't look at the alien, you'll survive, because he thinks back at the commercial set and how why Lucky got so spooked was because he was like looked at like directly in the eyes. Like, don't look at it. Then you can get away from it, and it just won't attack you, right? So they managed to survive this encounter because they follow his lead, and they're like, I bet it's true.
Yeah.
Just don't look at it. And they go to Angel's apartment.
I like, yeah, they're like chilling. Then they go get a fish sandwich. And then they're all just like chilling, trying to be normal. And OJ's like, this thing's an animal. And we can fucking do it. We can take a picture. Right? Because at the end of the day, they just still want to take a picture of it. They're not like trying to catch it. They're not
No.
inherently trying to kill it. They still are the primary objective, just take a picture of it. And, So he's still bringing that up, and they're like, "What the fuck are you talking about? The plan? We're trying to eat fish."
But while this is happening, there's a news report comes out about the people who went missing, and Antlers peers in. It's like, all right, I'm coming through. Like, I'm
Yeah,
coming through
this
my
is real.
shit. Like, this is
Yeah,
real.
I'm coming through with my analog recorders.
And he comes to their house, and they start to like plot, right? So he has a hand cranked camera, like the old days, and
A
like
hand
it's
crank
which,
IMAX camera.
right? And he's like,
Yeah.
it's gonna work, because you see, because the alien keeps shutting out the electricity and stuff. This is fine. Won't be deactivated. This is good. And now they start calling the alien Jean Jacket, and that's where we get Jean Jacket is the name of the alien, at least, you know, colloquially. So they decide they're going to use like one of those little tube guys, you know, like the cars dealers,
Oh,
as a
yeah.
decoy, and then they'll use it to bait them and then get a shot of Jean Jacket. And you can't see me, but I'm doing the little arm things that those guys do.
And it's shockingly accurate, terrifyingly accurate. She has no spine.
What if I did? What if I just suddenly was like, well, it was like squelched. I was like squelching attention to the test of eyes. I'm just like around. All right, so we get to our final chapter, a jean jacket. You love it. I love a jean jacket. I love denim. So they are ready to execute the plan, and they're going, right? But just when they're about to start, this TMZ reporter shows up on a motorcycle.
I like you. It's just like, yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, fuck TMZ. Like, fuck these. Coming, also showing up on his all-electric fucking motorcycle.
Right. Just like an asshole. But then Jean Jack is able to deactivate. So he's like, oh shit. So OJ tries to go out to save the guy from TMZ, but he can't. He has to leave him to die. And when Jean Jacket comes. So they manage to bait the alien and they capture the footage of it. But Antlers like is like, actually, the world doesn't deserve this. He's like, no, because he's an artist. He's like, no, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But at this point, like, Jean Jacket's when you're starting to see what it really looks like, it's like eventually unfolds. It's almost like a jellyfish. It's like a big, like it's beautiful. Like it's jellyfish. It feels like a Georgia O'Keeffe painting. It's a lot of interesting references in this creature that I'm like, oh, it's like stunning. I think probably the most beautiful alien I've seen. I would say like
It
it's
was, yeah, it truly was
cool.
beautiful.
It's truly beautiful. But yeah, Antlers is like, I'm an artist. The world doesn't deserve it. And he gets killed by Jean Jacket and destroys the footage because he's like,
That sounds like you just got fucked up at like a fucking country bar. Yeah, then Jean Jacket yeeted
old Jean Jacket.
me.
So they decide that like what's gonna okay. So then M gets on the motorbike and starts driving towards Jupiter's claim and is going to try while OJ is trying to bait Jean Jacket away, right? So they plan B. They're still gonna get this thing. So when she gets to Jupiter's claim, she unties the park has this like giant balloon like mascot theme, and she unties it, and then she goes down to the because we had a scene where she goes to the Winkin' Well, where she their people are
The
taking a photo,
Winkin' Well. What a.
she the Winkin' Well, she had photo bombed them by accident, so she goes there because it has like a analog camera down there. She goes down there to get a picture of Jean Jacket as it eats the balloon, right? So it does, because she's dumb. I mean, Jean Jacket is still just a little dummy from a different planet. She don't know. She just sees
Yeah.
something and she's like, it's looking at me. She eats it. And then they both explode.
Yeah, don't eat helium balloons. It apparently really fucks you up.
But also, like that, while this is all happening, it's very e epic because you have OJ riding on Lucky. But it seems like all is lost, right? Because he's like doing like a full suicide mission, like to save his sister and to get this footage. But at just then, after the alien explodes, reporters start showing up, and M gets up and she's like distraught, and then she sees that her brother is riding Lucky, coming to the park. He's still alive. And it ends with a photo of Jean Jacket in all her glory. Finn.
Great movie. And I would
Great movie.
actually how do I want to phrase it? Because I almost want to ask, how are ways that this is not a black movie? Because obviously black leads, black writer director, but kind of the discourse we were kind of hinting at earlier, right, is that, like if this was more of like an action movie, like can like why won't we let Jordan Peele just make an action movie and cast actors that he wants?
No, you're totally right, because I feel like that's what this movie feels like. There's still that racial commentary at the top, kind of like the erasure of black people from like the history of cinema, hence like the great great grandfather and everything. But like it is just it's not really, as compared to his other two movies that definitely have more of Get Out with the most obvious, like this is about race. Not really. This one, it's really more about exploitation and about spectacle. So yeah, it's a testament to what happens when a director is just allowed to just create shit like freely, and like we've always said, in terms of like commentary, it comes out naturally. You don't have to force it. But this movie isn't. It's just a cool horror sci-fi action movie. Like it's not, I mean, there's still commentary, obviously. Like I said, like there is still a very clear commentary, but it isn't, I think, what people were expecting of Jordan Peele after a movies like Get Out and Us, which I think
Right.
is why, which is why I think the reaction was a little bit mixed. I know from critics it was pretty positive, but I think from audiences, I think it's the challenge that a lot of Black filmmakers, but also just filmmakers of color have, which is like how easily pigeonholed, Black creators, as in like creatives of color, can be. But what happens when we're given the freedom to do something just totally, creative and different, you get Nope. But
Exactly.
also Get Out and Us, but you get something interesting,
I like how you also said you'd like this was many sentences ago, but you said you don't have to force it, but I don't know if it was just like my fucking headphones or something, but it literally sounded like said, "Yeah, you don't have to horse it." And I was like, "That." I was like, "Did you know you were being clever?"
You don't have to horse it though. You don't. And I think it's like, I think watching a movie like Nope, it gets me excited about movies. Like, I think especially in this time where everyone's like, oh, movies suck now. Everything's Marvel. Everything's this. Then a movie like Nope happens and you're like, no, like when people are
So
able
go
just,
watch other movies,
right, like they're there. Like this movie is fantastic. And like, there's other shit, but also like there's still that cr the creativity is still there. I don't believe I hate people with the whole like no one's creative anymore. I'm like, they are, it's just they're not funding the stuff. But when they do fund it, look at what we get. Like it's there. The creativity is there. Creativity is whatchamacallit, an infinite resource. There's, so long as there are people, there will be things that'll be made. Like
This episode of Sonique's Soapbox
sorry, I'm just.
brought to you by Passion.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. I'm just
No, that's true. No,
rambling. But
you
yeah.
no, it's very accurate.
Yeah, it's so
We need
good.
more soapboxes.
Ah, fun soapboxes. Yeah. How, okay, so of the three Jordan Peele joints, what's your ranking?
I think I still want to put Get Out number one, but for me, it's the same vibe as like Childish Gambino's This Is America. Like, I think it's a very beautiful artistic like masterpiece. And then like you really doing all the social commentary shit, right? Like This Is America, if you heard it before you saw the music video, you're like, okay, sure. But like you needed that music video for it to punch as hard as it did. So it's kind of like that vibe for me. I was like, it was like, also, didn't they come out in like the same year, both of those, like that song and that movie, like
Probably,
2018?
at least
But you
roughly
just,
the same time.
so, I think for where it was in the world, it was very, very important.
Right.
But I think also, like, watch it, because I thought it was just very clever. All of these are very clever.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
Get Out, Nope, and then I think Us. But it's
That's
not like
fair.
by wide margins, you know?
No, they're all like, it's like A plus, A minus, or yeah, or like, yeah, they're all A's. You're still getting an A. You're fine. But yeah, man, I think this is
What
a great
about you?
note. Oh, sorry, I didn't even skip ahead. I think it, I think it's Nope one, then Get Out, then Us. And I think on the
As long
second
as we
watch, I
agree
think the
that
first time
us.
I watched, I think I would have said Get Out, Nope, Us. But now I'm watching it again, I'm like, actually, I think Nope might be a little bit better.
Which is why I need to do a second watch. Honestly, like I rented this on Amazon and I think I'm gonna watch it again. Like right now before it expires.
Go for it. Or if you have Peacock, I watch it on Peacock.
Ooh, I don't.
Oh, well, that's fine. But oh man, this is such a great note to leave off of Alien April. Next month we'll be back. So I have to give a shout out to one of our fantastic listeners who had a suggestion for May. And I was like, say no more. You're 100% completely right. So I'm gonna need help from you guys. But Ashley Ellis hit me up and suggested that for the month of May, that we do Mother May I, which I think is clever because it is gonna be Mother's Day. And also fits perfectly with my whole alliterative or thematic thing I like to do. So next month we'll be back for these movies: Ma, Mama, Goodnight Mommy, and a mystery fourth. The fourth movie she suggested was Mother, which is one we've already seen. So this is what I need you to do. I'm going to post a poll tomorrow. So that'll be Wednesday. When you're getting this tonight, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, you're going to see a poll on our Instagram at We Die First Pod. And you're going to have the choice of four movies to choose from. You also can just comment on the Instagram post that we have for Nope, what you want to see next. But these are your four choices. Don't fuck it up. And don't suggest another little fit. No. It's not a kind of democracy. Okay? I'll give you choices that you vote. Evil Dead Rise, Titan, Bird Box, and the others. All right? You're gonna see some social media. So be sure you're following us on We Die First, and you can give us a little votey vote. And whoever wins will get the fourth movie. And we're gonna be nice. I'm not gonna tell you what it is until we watch it. You have to wait with bated breath.
Ooh, oh, we love bated
Ooh,
breath.
mystery. It's gonna be a mystery. But that's all I have to say in the very convoluted way that we'll be voting for these movies. It's pretty straightforward though. Andrew, do you have any last words?
Fund so you get if you really hate Marvel and you want more nopes, fund us. Fund us specifically. Don't know if you know this, we have a lot of movies ready to go at a moment's notice.
Yes, fund us.
That'd be sick. Spooky Squad, fund us and be shocked how quickly we get a movie produced.
I know. I can listen. I'll do something strange for a little change.
Yeah,
Okay.
diamonds are formed under pressure, let me tell you. I need a deadline.
Yep. I'm just thinking of like clenching. Whenever people say that diamonds are born from pressure, I'm just thinking like just clenching really.
Think about Arthuring your fists, squeezing your cheeks.
Yeah. But yes, fund us. But thank you so much for listening. We will be back next week, but be sure, as always, to stay spooky, y'all.
Yes, please do stay spooky.
Bye-bye.